It brought good wine and bad wine together, or poor quality wine. So the halacha is you're supposed to drink the better of the two. So therefore, the pevah bracha. So therefore, you can make the bracha the better one, and you mainly won't make a halacha mitzvah because the bracha of ra tchila boi pregochen contains the bracha of halacha mitzvah. You only use the bracha leika. You're always supposed to make the bracha on the better of the two. So if one is clearly better, you make the bracha on that, and you lose out the halacha mitzvah. The Shabbos says if you're not sure which is better, then you're allowed to make a boi pregochen on one, and halacha mitzvah on the second one. Even though they were brought together, yeah. Now he says this is mitzayik yodeh. But he says it's better when you have a subject, which one is better, that you should not bring them together. Bring one to the table, make a boy for a goffin, and afterwards bring the second one and make the toy of a mace. So the bottom line is if you have multiple wines, leave some of the wines behind, and then bring out the second wine for the toy of a mace. We're talking about a case where it's better. And this halacha sounds a little bit contradictory to what we learned before, because here it sounds like even though they were both on the table from the beginning, as long as the second one is not worse than the first one, you can make a third and make it. And the Shabbos of Kotten Talon, it sounds like that. If they're both in his house and he's planning to drink both of them, then you don't have to make a third and make it. So it's not clear. It's brought from Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, who said that one's clearly better than the other one, then and the tsunami, even if they were planning to drink both of them, as long as you drank the less special one first, then afterwards you make the bracha on the better one. So the bottom line is if you want to make a tzeva meitzes, you should not drink both wines at the table in the beginning of the meal. Make a barakriya bracha on one of them, and if you decide afterwards to bring out the second one, then you'll make a tzeva meitzes with some extra conditions that we will see. So Dawud says, "Ein lebracha tzeva meitzes v'am ken yishachi imoy." You drink it by yourself, you never say Yatoga Mitzvah. If you have to be two people drinking together, both wines, and they have to belong to both, Mishabu says it's enough that you put the both wines on the table and offer the other person to take whenever he wants. That's considered that he's a partner in the wine. But then in each of if he's also drinking together with his family, it's also good. But if he's all by himself, then he, does not make a Yatoga Mitzvah. Yeah, so basically, in order to make a tzeva meitzes, you have to have two people drinking both wines, and the second wine is now worse than the first one, and also you don't have them both at the table when you made the bracha. If you have them both at the table when you made the bracha, one is better than the other. For sure you make the bracha on a better wine. If they're both equal, it's a discussion, and if someone wants to make a tzeva meitzes, he can, but if he wants to avoid the issue, he should bring only one wine at the table, and afterwards, We learned before that if you have multiple people eating during the Suda, then one should not be moitzi the other one with the bracha in the middle of the meal, because the other one may be in the middle of eating or choke. So each one should make his own bracha. If they're just sitting together and drinking, and there's no eating, then one can make a bracha for all of them. It's preferable that he does in such a fashion. The two barrels of the same wine. If it was split into two different kelim, two different barrels within 40 days of harvest, since they fermented in different barrels, we say that they're considered two wines because their taste is slightly different from one another. Yeah. But if they were together until after 40 days, then we say they already received the Ika taste from beforehand, that's not different enough to make two mitzvahs. So after 40 days they split them, then you don't make a mitzvah, so they're all considered one wine.